USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is bad stuff, so says Senator Lindsey Graham in a hearing on the Justice Department's Inspector General report regarding the origins of the Russia investigation. The South Carolina Republican chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. He also says,
what happened here is the system failed. People at the highest level of our government took the law in their own hands.
Dueling hearings on Capitol Hill as Defense Secretary Mark Esper and the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley are testifying before the House on Security in the Middle East. Speaking at the Capitol, Chairman Adam Smith says U.S. forces have a new opportunity to help stop Iran's destabilizing influence in the Middle East.
The concern about Iran has given us, I think, a historic opportunity to try to deal with the Israeli-Palestinian crisis, you know, the enormous crisis in the Middle East.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth. So while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcast, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling. So when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves. You don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone. You just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff and you start talking. So really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
More tariffs may be coming on Chinese imports. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump has less than a week to decide whether he'll impose more tariffs on Chinese imports. He set December 15th, which is this upcoming Sunday, as the date for tariffs on nearly $160 billion in consumer goods from China. 15% tariffs scheduled for items including video game consoles, computer monitors, toys, and clothing. Retail analysts say raising prices on those items 10 days before Christmas could really hurt holiday sales.
Legal scholar Jonathan Turley, who argued against the speed at which Democrats have gone through the impeachment process against President Trump, is telling CBS News that him and his dog and his wife are receiving death threats after his testimony last week. Worth noting, Turley did bring up his wife and golden doodle during his testimony. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some witnesses say there was so much gunfire it was like a war outside a small market in New Jersey. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
A shooting spree that lasted 20 minutes outside a small grocery store in Jersey City, New Jersey. It all began with the killing of a policeman at a nearby cemetery and finished up with two suspects holed up in that store, exchanging gunfire with police.
Our officers were under fire for hours. Two more police officers were hit by gunfire. One sustained a injury to the shoulder. One sustained another injury to the body.
Police Chief Michael Kelly. Six people were killed, including the officer at the cemetery. Inside the store, two suspects and three bystanders were also killed.
Going a little bit more in depth on that story, Detective Joseph Seals was a New Jersey City police officer who was killed in the cemetery. Bernard Carrick was the 40th police commissioner in New York City.
When I was at the hospital talking to dozens of cops that knew this kid, Joseph Seals, phenomenal cop, one of the best cops, takes guns off the streets, dedicated, courageous. This is what these guys do on a daily basis. Mayor Phillip from Jersey City said it best. They often go underappreciated, quite often, especially these days. Yesterday was a demonstration of what men and women in law enforcement in this country do on a daily basis.
Carrick speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.